Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ah, welcome. Yeah, baby. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So this is how I started my day today. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a little upset by this. I saw you Friday at Old Home Days. I was one of the auxiliary officers at the back gate. I saw you coming up the driveway, and you looked over, and I yelled, "Hello, Mr. Bowerly," and I waved to you. You looked over, gave me this disgusting look like I was a bum coming out of a dumpster, shake your head, and kept on walking over the bridge into the field. All the other officers I was with laughed their butts off. Man, I would hate to see the look you would give me if I pissed you off. Okay, so this is on the way in. Okay, I do remember somebody yelling. I did not have my hearing aids in. I have no idea who it was. I remember turning and waving, but I didn't shoot anybody a dirty look. If I'm going to shoot you a dirty look, you're going to know it's a dirty look. There won't be any mistake about that. I had just walked a mile and a half. I had to be backstage or near the stage within about 2 minutes in a sea of people. So, no, I literally couldn't stop. I had commitments. I thought when I read this originally, it was about the way out of Old Home Days on Friday night. Because I'd been standing for 4 hours, and we had stopped and gotten a hot dog. I specifically requested a very well-done wiener and had a nice conversation with the people serving up the hot dogs. I believe it's important to eat healthy. And then walking across the grass, almost slid and fell in the mud because it was like Woodstock, you know? It was like sheer mud. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I will put that one email up against the thousands of people I've run into over the past, I don't know, decade or so. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I've spent thousands of dollars buying people drinks who are fans of the show. So, I mean, sometimes, though, like anybody else, I have to be somewhere at a certain time. I literally cannot stop. Every time I can't do it. So sometimes all I can really do is wave. And the fact of the matter is Flipside was playing that night. I had a song that I had to go over with the guys in the band and they were just about to go up. So I didn't really have a choice. So, I mean, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I'm not like that. There are thousands of people who can back me up on that I've run into over the past years, especially the past 10 years. And I'll be the first to tell you, I used to be a first class a-hole. But I haven't been an a-hole in quite some time. But like anybody else, you know, there's times I got to be somewhere and I need to basically bull ahead about the best way I can phrase it. So that's what started off my day. Makes me feel like a total idiot, makes me feel like a total jerk. I mean, it's not like I flipped the dude off. And again, did I mention I wasn't wearing my hearing aids? So forgive me if I was a little uncertain as to what was going on. In fact, there was one lady, her name is Celeste, very dear friend of mine, very important to a certain matter on which I'm working. But anyway, she comes up to me, she starts talking, and I point to my ears. I say, "I can't hear you. Because your voice is at a frequency that I can't hear when there's a lot of ambient noise." I said, "Text me." So she texts me. And I couldn't read that because I didn't have my reading glasses. So it was like a no-win situation. There are some people I literally cannot hear. And I didn't want to wear my hearing aids because I had a horrible feeling that it was so humid and hot that they were going to maybe slip out. And the last thing I wanted was to look down and see it in the mud and have to deal with that. So, yeah, I wasn't wearing them. Plus, I like to stand close to the stage, and if I have my hearing aids in, it's all over. I mean, it's like I had to move to the back, you know? So, anyway, that's the story. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I guess you can't please everybody all the time, but I haven't gotten an email like that in a very, very long time, and it hurts. You know, it hurts. It hurts my feelings. You know, like nobody would treat anybody like they just walked out of a dumpster. Even if they did walk out of a dumpster, I'm not going to treat them any different than I would treat Russell Salvatore. I mean, my way of dealing with that, because it's a small town. My way of dealing with that is I say to myself, hey, how would I want Donald Fagen to treat me if I met the voice and soul of Steely Dan? That has been my mantra for the past decade or so. So if I failed to live up to that mark, I'm really sorry. But at the same time, it was kind of a crappy email to get, knowing all of the circumstances that the person who sent the email was not privy to. When I first read it, I thought it was because I was leaving. And actually, it was when I was coming. And when I was coming, I literally had walked walked a mile and a half, and I needed to be at a certain destination at a certain time. And because parking was unbelievable Friday night for Old Home Days, I was running behind schedule. It's just, you know, it's that easy. I mean, what do you think, Pasquale? Does that make sense to you? Sound like I'm full of crap, or does that sound like the real deal? You know me?
Knowing you like I know you, I don't think you would do that.
No, I would not do that. I would not do that because, you know, somebody told me a long time ago, hey, if Donald Fagen met you and he treated you like you just treated that person, how would you feel? It's like, you know what? You've got a really good point. A really good point. And let me, I need to redeem myself now. Okay, you'll forgive me. This is perhaps self-indulgent, and I apologize for that to some degree. But yesterday, Turtle Joe's on the lake was an absolute madhouse. Flipside was playing. And I was wearing my Flipside t-shirt, and I've got long hair, and a dude at the bar, a very nice fella, and his wife said, do you play with the band? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, I play a few songs with the band, yeah, but I'm not technically in the band. I can be in the band when I learn the whole set list, but, you know. So the guy bought me, like, drinks. And I'm telling you, when I go up to the bar for my first round of drinks, I don't mess around. I truly do not mess around. So he insisted on buying, like, three very expensive drinks. And I was very grateful. And I made sure that he and his wife were backed up for the next round. And I tipped the bartender 20. I mean, that's more me than giving somebody an alleged dirty look. I don't, you know, sorry. And that's another thing, too. In fact, Gina Latuca from the SPCA, serving Erie County. You know, this is a problem that she has, because I hope I'm not telling tales out of school here, but she can't hear in one ear. And there are plenty of times people say, I mean, Gina is one of the nicest people in the entire universe, okay? She is an amazing woman. She's friendly. She's awesome, okay? But there are times people say hi to Gina, and she walks by them, not because she's a, I wish I could use the word, but because she just doesn't hear them. That's, I mean, it happens to her too. And, you know, she feels bad when it does, but there's really not, in her case, not even hearing aid's going to get her hearing back in the one ear. So, you know, I'm sorry. It is what it is, you know? And I mean, we could do a whole bit about women who Women who pursue men who are obviously with somebody. But I'm going to let that one go. That's for a different day. All right. Welcome. It is 18 minutes after 3. I'm sorry. I amuse myself. Sign of a simple mind. All right. So anyway, welcome to the program. It is Bowerly on WBEN. And Canada. Oh, Canada. And by the way, nobody will ever sing it as well as Joe Byron, except Roger Doucette, who used to sing for the Montreal Canadiens back in the days of the Montreal Forum. Those are my two favorites, Buffalo's Joe Byron and Montreal's Roger Doucette. But anyway, O Canada has issued a proclamation today. Welcome, ye Americans who are vaccinated. Welcome to you. Oh, but even if you're vaccinated, number one, you have to have a COVID test. Number two, you have to tell us your itinerary. You have to go to this portal, this online portal or app, because you have to tell us what your plans are in Canada. Well, I'm here to tell you that, first of all, look, all of our circumstances are different. In fact, just setting up this hour, look, you hear probably better than I do, okay? Most people do. There's one frequency that absolutely drops out on me. I literally cannot hear that frequency. And I don't wear my hearing aids all the time, especially if I think they're going to slide off in the humidity. And I just don't want to run the risk, especially if I know I'm going to be standing close to a speaker. I'm not going to miss what I'm there to hear. So, I mean, all of our circumstances are different. And my particular circumstances, In all honesty, candor, fairness, and everything else, I got to tell you that I will probably not see Canada again, and I don't care. I honestly don't care. There is nothing I need to see in Canada in order for me to go through the expense of another COVID test, and I really don't understand, if I'm fully vaccinated, as I am, why I also then need to be COVID tested, and I got to tell them where I'm going. Does this mean that if I'm 5 kilometers outside of where I said I was going to be going, I face the risk of being imprisoned in a Turkish jail? Exactly what does it mean? I mean, we can only be so lucky. But 803-0930 is the phone number. Are you going to go through the bureaucracy that it's going to take to get into Canada? Are you going to get COVID tested? If you're not vaccinated, are you going to become vaccinated? I gotta tell you, I mean, I know we have a lot of listeners in Canada. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I mean, do you really miss Yankees that much? Do you really want us in Canada? Or can you live just fine without us? Seriously. Because there are people with parents in Canada. There are people with lovers in Canada. There are people, I suppose, who go to school in Canada. My ex-wife went to McMaster's for, I don't know, a year or whatever. I mean, there is, for some of you, it is worth it to go through the BS. For me, it is not worth it to go through the BS. I can live fine without Canada being underfoot, okay? No disrespect, but it just seems like a hell of a lot to go through for something that isn't that important to me. Yeah, I'd like to see REO Speedwagon, not going to lie, but it ain't worth the tickets I'd have to buy because I get the good seats, and it's not worth the money I'd spend on a COVID test. I'll just wait till they come to some nearby U.S. city. And it'll probably cost me less in the long run anyway. It just, like I said, it's not worth it. And then you factor in the delays at the bridge. And even before COVID, as I said in the previous hour, literally one day, it took as long to cross the border at Lewiston-Queenston as it did to drive from Stratford to Lewiston-Queenston. That was ridiculous. Not one pee break either. Very, very discouraging. Here's Pete in Ontario. Peter, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Hey, how you doing, my friend? Nice to hear your voice. Listen,
Well, I am a jerk. That's been established, apparently.
You know what now? I think a lot of it, Tom, is that I think the RCMP and sort of the scuttlebutt with that sort of federal agency is they see that absolute collapse of the southern border. And no, now this is just one thing, Tom. It's ridiculous. I get it. But that they see that that literally people are coming across that border. And because law enforcement's not chasing them north, these people then can, on hyperdrive with connections, bring, you know, all their fentanyl, whatever it is, and now head to the northern border as well as, you know, 1.1 million catch and release or whatever from inauguration to today down there. Well, let's double it on people they don't know who got in. So, you know, when you're talking a city like Toronto in Metro being, what, 4 million in vicinity all around the collection of southern Ontario in population is basically 60% of Canada. You know, these the borders at Buffalo and so forth, they're going to be watching like hawks now because I'm telling you, Mr. Bowerly, it's very, very bad. And you know it.
Wait, what I'm trying to figure out, what is very, very bad specifically?
The southern border? Come on, Tom. You got.
Wait, are you talking about our southern border or your southern border?
That's how many? What is that like?
Are you talking about U.S. Canada or U.S. Mexico?
It's a day and a half travel for these boys to bring it up north. It's nothing, Tom, for people that are used to being on the road for and living out of bushes and stuff like that.
I can't imagine why our COVID is going up with illegals being shipped all over the place. I can't imagine why the numbers might be spiking.
Off the top, you don't know who's coming, who's been tested, and what they are, because you guys aren't doing it in the southern border as it is.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you're on that front, you're preaching to the choir. But as far as, you know, the United States versus Canada, I mean, does your government view the southern border with the United States with the same trepidation many Americans view the border with Mexico?
Oh, I think right now the Canadians that are engaged, which you got to admit, Tom, is a lot more than a lot of Americans take and listen and actually factually find out what's going on, really know what's going on at that southern border. And they know it's a day and a half travel to get up here, like if that.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Could you live the rest of your life without ever setting foot in the United States again? Because all respect and all that stuff, I can live the rest of my life and never go to Canada again. I'm fine with that.
And I get it. You're absolutely right. For me, it's a little different. You know my history in Philadelphia. Obviously, that'd be very hard for me to do. But you got to look at it like this. We're 34 million. You're probably pushing 400 million in the same kind of real estate. We've got some of the greatest natural resources in the world. So we got a lot of open area here. We're great American patriots and great Americans have come forever. You know, our Muskoka is probably 40% of it is owned by Americans. Like you see New York plates up here, just like you see Ontario plates down there. You know, I don't know, Tom. I just think it's a collective lot of things. I think one thing is, I think Justin Trudeau knows that if he shows this great sort of protection in Canada, whether he believes in it or not, that might help him get reelected by the people that don't know a lot of his fiscal policies, so on and so forth. So there's a lot of balancing going. It's not one issue, but I think people are blinded down there that are looking into this, especially in northern New York State, and they're thinking, why would they do that? A lot of us realize how bad the southern border is. A lot of these people are heading up here. It's an open flow.
All right, Pete, I thank you very much for the call. I am curious if it's worth the bureaucracy to you to get COVID tested and get vaccinated and have to go to some portal and fill out your itinerary in order to go to Canada. And, you know, all respect and all that kind of stuff. There's no compelling overriding desire for me, no need for me to go to Canada. So, you know, why go through the hassle? But again, your circumstances might be different and your stories will be a lot more interesting than mine.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, you are so cruel, Pasquale. Because, okay, I really would like to see these guys at the casino. You know, they played Starry Night in the Garden a few years back. I remember I was supposed to park somewhere, and that lot was filled, so I think we missed them or something. I don't remember it all. Not all the details. But anyway, REO Speedwagon. Look, if you're roughly about as young as I am, there was one great album title of the 1970s. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. And that was REO Speedwagon. Yeah. All right. Well, Toys in the Attic was a little creepy for me. It really was. Okay. Welcome. It's Bowerly. So, Canada, I want your take on this. There's a couple of ways we can approach this. Canada says that vaccinated Americans can enter, but only if you speak English and French, apparently. Canada says you may enter it. Yeah, but only if you buy a dinner first. Now, Canada says you can go in, but you have to be vaccinated, and you have to have a COVID test, and you've got to go to the app and fill out where you're going to be. Really? You know what? I'll pass. There's nothing I need from you, Canada. I'm sorry. There's nothing I need. My question to you is this a great day? What is your pressing matter in Canada that would make you abide by the stipulations of entering her? The Canadian motherland, of course, what I am referring to. I mean, maybe you've got a cottage, maybe you've got family. And like I said, I like to rag on Canada because my family on my mother's side were some of the pioneers of Montreal, eating eel from the St. Lawrence in the 1660s and fighting off the Iroquois at the Battle of the Forks of Les Prairies on September 4th, 1690, I think. My 10th great-grandfather died defending Canada. My great-uncle got the King's Medal in the First World War from His Majesty, serving in the Canadian Expeditionary Force. So, because he was too old for the Americans. So, you know, I enjoy ragging on Canada, and it's a, you know, it's a familial thing. Understand that. But there's nothing in Canada that I want to see bad enough that I'm going to go get another COVID test. It's not really worth the expense. Again, trying to think the last time I've spent the night in Canada, it's been a while. Every time I've gone to Canada, it has been, you know, recently, I'd say the last five times I've been to see a concert. That's it. All right, 803-0930. Got a chance to meet Rick Springfield. Nice guy. Wears hair extensions on stage. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Should they just open up the border, period? Should they just say, you know what? Let's just open up the border. You know, I mean, you know, if they would just say, if you've been vaccinated, you can come into our country. I don't understand having to have a COVID test if you've got the, for example, Excelsior Pass on your cell phone, as I do, because I knew things were going to come to this, and I didn't want to be shut out of life. And now I've got people online, you know, basically saying, well, Tom, you're going to die young because you got the COVID vaccine. I got news for you. That was going to happen anyway. And I want to be able to enjoy myself in the whatever time I have left. And just remember, we all come from different places in our lives. And in my life, every day since December 3rd, 2017, above ground has been a bonus day because it shouldn't have happened. Statistically, it should never have happened. And yet, here I am, unkillable. Okay, let's go to Mike in St. Catharines. Mike, welcome to the program, and you're breathing heavily. I hope you're not like a bull about to charge.
No, sorry. I just got out of the hospital last week, Wednesday, so I'm a little out of the weather still.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that. Was it COVID?
No, it was, nobody could really figure it out. I had shortness of breath, and I got dumped off at the hospital because only one's allowed in. And Emerge jumped on the situation. I nearly died April 16th.
Good heavens.
They threw everything they could at me, probably spent a small fortune. And then I was unconscious for a week. And then I spent 3 months looking at a ceiling, how much excitement that can be.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry to hear that. And I'm guessing if you were unconscious for a week, they were nice enough to Foley catheter you.
Well, apparently I could function a little bit, but I didn't realize what was going on.
But you have no diagnosis all that time in the hospital, and they couldn't tell you, we isolated a bacteria, or you have this virus.
No, I ended up with kidney and liver problems, and I was on dialysis, but they took me off of that 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay, you know, this sounds, I got to tell you, before COVID was even a thing, one of my music buddies had a nephew who went through the exact same thing. Not quite so long as you, but we thought we were going to lose him because his organ started to shut down, and then something happened, you know, something kicked in, and he was able to recover. Was it COVID? I think it probably was, but did they test you for COVID?
Yeah, they did, and they vaccinated me as well, which kind of segues to, like, I've got five relatives in five states, and my niece wants to come up. She's Canadian, and she can get in with a vaccine. Yet her husband, American, has to go through what you were talking about. Now, I'm just finding all this stuff out because I've been in La La Land at the hospital, cut off from society.
Oh,
I've learned. I think Trudeau will. This will end by Christmas. I don't think this is going to last long.
Well, you know what? First of all, Mike, I'm glad you're out of the hospital because I can think of no worse. Well, okay, the graveyard, but next to that, the hospital would probably be very high on that list. I'm glad you made it through. I'm not so sure because every day, I'm telling you, the bureaucrats do not want to lose control of people. They get off on the control. We have a health commissioner in Erie County who has shown herself to be a person of low and dubious character by making hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime at a time when, you know, I'm sorry, she's the health commissioner and you're getting overtime for what you're doing? You got to be kidding me. probably the best paid pediatrician in New York State. But I digress. We keep hearing about the variants, the Lambda variant, the Delta variant, the Brazilian variant, which I hear only affects landing strips. So there's that. So
I think what's happening in Canada and the United States, the border cross, is going to happen in the 50 states. You're going to go to New York or Pennsylvania, you're going to have to go through a full routine examination right down to, well, your gitchies.
Well, I don't think it's going to be an interstate thing, but it's definitely an international thing. Canada, look, Canada is a sovereign country. Canada can impose the restrictions it wishes to impose. But whether it's Canada or Las Vegas or Los Angeles or the AMA, was it CDC, AMA, saying that toddlers over two should have to wear a mask inside? Are they out of their frickin' minds?
Yeah, I don't understand this mask thing. It's getting way too political for nothing.
I honestly don't get it, especially, again, this came up last week. You know, we're supposed to believe the CDC. They are the gods of authoritative information. And yet, at the beginning of COVID, we were told the consumer-grade masks were a waste of time. This virus is so small that the N95 and only surgically fit could prevent COVID. And then don't buy it if you're in the general public. We need the N95s for the people in the medical profession. And then CDC, the great experts, changed their mind. Well, the facts didn't change, but the policy changed. That's a little weird.
Well, didn't they do that last week? Because my view on the world was only CNN on my little private TV in the hospital there.
Oh, you poor thing.
And they were going on about one decision, and then the CDC went another way in the same day. Like, hello?
Well, again, you've been out of it. What I would suggest strongly is that you go to a website of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. They are equally as accredited as anybody at CDC in terms of their medical knowledge and board certifications. They've got a totally different take on COVID than the CDC.
Yeah.
I wish you the best, Mike. I think the worst part of your hospital experience to me probably wouldn't be catheterized while being conscious. It probably would have been CNN and nothing but CNN. It is. All right. So you know what Canada's doing, right? Americans can enter Canada, but you got to be vaccinated. Oh, yeah. And you need a COVID test. Oh, and I'm sorry. You have to use an app in order to tell them where you're going in the country. Oh, yeah, and just like before, you're going to need a passport or enhanced driver's licenses. And for some of us, does anybody remember like Cheektowaga days, Kenton days, Kenmore days? You used to walk and get on a school bus and you'd do an excursion to Crystal Beach Amusement Park. And you'd have this whole busload of mothers and kids. And, you know, you go up to the border. Hey, where are you guys going? Crystal Beach. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Those days are gone. Those days have been gone since, 2001, 2002. All right, 3:48 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Should Canada just totally reopen? That is the question.
The government hasn't taken any consideration into someone in my situation. I'm a dual citizen. My family lives 15 minutes away across the border. My parents are in there. My dad's 86. My mom's 82. And I just want to go visit them for a couple hours. I can't be getting a COVID test and downloading their app. And I did all of this on July 5th, and I got to spend a week with my family finally after 17 months. But it was a nightmare. Yes, I'm double vaccinated, and so is all my family. Yes. 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 Exactly.
Have to be COVID tested. Wouldn't it be worth it to you to go there every weekend or every other weekend to hang out with your mom and dad?
Well, it's not just the test. You have to download that ArriveCan app, which doesn't work properly. Every day I was in Canada, I was questioned every day if I was still quarantining. I didn't have to quarantine with the new rules on July 5th. And if I had COVID symptoms, I was home July 11th, and they have been emailing me twice every day about, am I still quarantining? Do I have COVID symptoms? I finally got through to them, but it took them a week and a half to let them know that I'm home.
Oh, it sounds worse than robocalls.
It is.
Hi, I'm Marcia. I'm concerned about your car's warranty. I'm glad somebody cares. I mean, I feel...
Not twice a day, too.
Yeah. Oh, robocalls. Good God. Whoever came up with robocalls, there's a special place in hell. It's going to be constant phone ringing and the same message in a loop for all of eternity.
I agree.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to see your family. In your position, I might approach things differently. I don't know if anybody else has had a similar issue with the CAN app or the CAN app or whatever the hell it's called. Not functioning properly. Now I want to download it just to see. It's like I signed up for the Excelsior Pass just to see how it worked so I could talk to you guys about it. And frankly, there's nothing to it. It was, I think, my name, my birthday, date of the last vaccine, and there it is.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Cuomo waved a magic wand, and originally it was supposed to expire, I think, 6 months after the second vaccination, and then he extended it because he knows. He's an expert.
Yeah, I got mine extended.
Yep, well, we all did. But you got to re-download, or you got to re-enter your info to get the extension. At least in my case, I did.
Right.
All right, I thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Frustrated because we're so close, and I don't know why I have to go through all that hassle to go over for a couple hours.
It doesn't make sense to me because you're vaccinated.
Right.
I mean, I think at that point, what are they worried about?
Exactly. And my family's vaccinated.
Which makes it doubly asinine in my personal opinion.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere else when I go over there, just their place and home.
Hey, have you gotten grief for being vaccinated? Because I'm getting people on Facebook telling me that you're going to die. This was all a ruse to get you to put a poison into your body that is going to kill you.
Well, that's crap. I had all the childhood vaccinations. You need them to stop the spread. That's the only thing that's going to do it.
Well, or getting...
I'm a pro-vaccinator.
Or getting it and having natural immunity, which... I mean, this is what bothers me. People who have gotten it, who actually have natural immunity, then having to get vaccinated after they have natural immunity. It makes no sense to me.
Right. Right.
All right. Thank you very much. I mean, folks, it would be like, I had a horrible case of chicken pox when I was 35 years old. 35. I'd have been better off getting it when I was a kid. But I was 35 years old. It knocked me on my butt. I mean, for a week, maybe more than a week. I forget. But it was bad. It would be like saying, okay, Tom, you have natural immunity from chicken pox, but now we want you to get the chicken pox vaccine. No, it doesn't work that way. It is, Well, the shingles is kind of like chicken pox, and that vaccine, oh my God. The COVID one was a little bumpy. The shingles vaccine, number one, that was like a knockout punch. I was down for the count, like 4 days, just dead. And I'm going to get the second one, but I don't want to do it in the summer because I don't want the very brief period of nice weather we have to go wasted as I am on the couch watching The Highwaymen on Netflix, which I highly recommend. Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner are freaking amazing in that movie. It's a movie about the pursuit of Bonnie and Clyde by a couple of former Texas Rangers. And Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson just blew me away. And as a bonus, there are two people who are in Deadwood, who are in The Highwaymen on Netflix. I discovered that over the weekend, and I'm obsessed now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.